Today, my dear faithful, is the fourth Sunday after Easter. Now the epistle is taken from the epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient to you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin, and of justice, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. And of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. And the things that are to come, he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in the early ages of the Church, the influence of the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost, was often remarkably easy to see, such as when St. Lucy stood before her judge. St. Lucy was just a young Catholic woman born of a noble family in Sicily when she was called before a pagan judge to answer for the crime of being a follower of Christ. Her judge, a Roman prefect, demanded Lucy's sacrifice to the pagan gods, but she refused. He threatened her with torture, but she answered, "You will only waste your time in torturing me, for the words I have uttered are not my own, but inspired by the Holy Ghost." Baffled, the prefect asked, "Is this Holy Ghost dwelling inside you?" Lucy answered, "The hearts of the chaste and holy are the temples of the Holy Ghost." The evil judge then ordered her to be taken to a certain wicked place to tempt her chastity. The guards took hold of her by the arms to lead her away to it, but they could not move her an inch. They even used a team of oxen to try to pull her, but they could just not move this little girl. The soldiers looked at the judge in helplessness. In great fury, the judge commanded the guards to pour oil on Lucy and to light it on fire to burn her to death right at that spot, since they could not move her. The guards did as they were told, and the flames leapt around St. Lucy, but they too did her no harm. Finally, exasperated and wanting to avoid further failure, the prefect ordered them to put her to the sword. At last, Lucy was granted the martyrdom she hoped for, and she received her crown of glory in heaven. This young woman, my dear faithful, dauntlessly certain and confidently fearless, was so firm and courageous in her faith because she was guided by the Holy Ghost. St. Lucy had given herself completely to the guide of the Holy Ghost, and thus she became the saint she is now. And we are to do the same. But isn't it true we find ourselves often like the apostles were in today's gospel? In this gospel, our Lord announced to the apostles that he was going to leave them. He was preparing them for both his death on the cross as well as his ascension into heaven. And what was their reaction? They were heartbroken. Emotions of fear, sorrow, unsurety surged through them. What were they going to do without him, Jesus Christ? He was their leader, their guide, their Messiah. He always knew what to do. He always had the answers. And all they had to do was follow him. I imagine they must have felt somewhat like a child does when he finds himself lost in a grocery store. This little boy walking with his mother in the aisle, all curiosity, all calm, all surety, because mom is there. So that means everything is all right. But then his little mind gets fascinated about something, whether it's some food he wants, a quarter he found on the floor, or simply his own imagination. Then, after some moments, he wakes from his reverie and turns to his mother, but she isn't there. He looks down the aisle, then up it, but still, she is nowhere to be found. Panic sets in. His mind freezes with the one thought, I'm lost. His eyes grow wide, his heart begins to race. Then finally, his legs start to move, carrying him down the aisle. He then goes to the very next aisle, and there she is. He realizes his mother was so close this whole time. Then he does one of two things. He either cries out with joy and tells her all about the terror that gripped his heart, or if he's a little older, he might not say a thing, and he'll pretend as if nothing happened at all because he's a big boy. That same fear can happen in anyone, and it seems to me it happened to the apostles. They felt lost without Christ. Wouldn't you? Mere fishermen trained to cast nets and handle boats, now given the mission to lead the army of Christ, to face down the Pharisees and scribes, who were far more learned than them, to preach in front of crowds, thousands upon thousands, as they have seen our Lord do. To comfort them, our Savior promised to send the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost. He would teach them all truth. With him, they would know what to do, what to say, how to live as great saints and fearless apostles. As our Savior said to them and sent the Holy Ghost to them, the third person of the Blessed Trinity has never left the church and continues to guide it even now. Furthermore, he remains with every soul in the state of grace. In fact, every gift of grace is given to us through the Holy Ghost. Our Lord earned all grace by his crucifixion and death. To distribute his grace, however, he sent the Holy Ghost, who through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary gives to each person every grace they receive in their entire life. That is the special mission of the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the sanctification of mankind. All three persons of the Trinity, of course, take part in this work of sanctification, but it is especially ascribed to the Holy Ghost. That is why our Lord sent the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, to the apostles, to make them saints so that they could be apostles in truth. The Holy Ghost would give them the grace they need. He would give both sanctifying grace and as well actual grace. He used sanctifying grace to make their souls holy and pleasing to God. Actual grace he used to enlighten their minds to truth and to strengthen their wills to do the good. For the apostles, the Holy Ghost enlightened their minds and taught them what to say and what to do. He also gave them the strength of will to follow what their now enlightened minds knew what they must do to follow Christ. By the assistance of the Holy Ghost, the apostles converted thousands to the faith and even willingly gave their lives for that mission. And it is true as well of St. Lucy. Her judge could not overcome her in argument because, as she said, the Holy Ghost spoke through her. She was immovable in her faith, and to prove this, God Almighty made her immovable in body as well. Just as her persecutors could do nothing to move her to sacrifice to their gods, they also could do nothing to move her physically. The Holy Ghost was able to do all this to make Lucy into Saint Lucy because she responded to his grace. She prayed and she trusted in him. She followed him as her guide. Saint Lucy was not like the apostles as they were in today's gospel, like a child who is so fearful and feeling lost. Because she knew her guide was always with her, dwelling inside her. He would give her the answers that she needed and the strength to do what was right. And now is our turn. Remember, our Lord sent the Holy Ghost to each of us right at our baptism to enlighten and strengthen us with his grace. The Holy Ghost, God himself, dwells in all those in the state of grace. What have we to fear? Let us turn to him and pray for that grace we so desperately need. Turn to him in every difficulty, whenever you feel unsure of what to do. He will enlighten you and guide you. Ask him for help when you do not feel strong enough to face the challenges of life, the temptations that assail you, to practice the virtues that you so need. His grace will strengthen you. He will carry you through. And to do this best, pray daily to the Holy Ghost, my dear faithful, for light, for wisdom, and for strength. Even just a short prayer like, "Come, Holy Ghost," will suffice, and it is often all we have time for. Do not forget to look to the guide our Lord has given us, my dear faithful, who is always with you, ready to lead you. Pray to him, and the Holy Ghost will teach you all truth that you need to know, and strengthen you in all that you need to do to save your immortal soul and also help others save theirs. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.